Hi, Pavita here. So you've clicked on the depression link. Says me with a big smile on my face. I shouldn't be so happy that you're depressed or that you have a diagnosis or an idea that you have depression. I suppose the reason I'm smiling is because I know that there's a way through, and that's because I have suffered from depression most of my life. I've done everything from taking antidepressants to exercising crazily to meditating to trying to fix my life, thinking that it was my life that made me depressed, and many, many other things. And where it's landed me is something that I'd really love to share. And you may or may not resonate with this, but I would invite you to check it out for yourself. What I discovered for me was that depression is another layer of the mind, of the thinking mind. Now, knowing that isn't going to fix it, isn't going to make it go away. So, like with any diagnosis or any illness, it's important that we address it. However, we choose to do that on a physical level. So, some people choose doctors and antidepressants, some people choose alternative therapies, and there's so many different options. And I'm encouraging you to continue with those options that work for you. Having said that, as well as that, I believe and I have discovered that discovering the truth of my own heart through meditation and taking care of myself and taking time out to meditate has had a remarkable effect and has actually intrinsically created a lot more joy and laughter and lightness in my life. Depression's a sort of heavy thing, huh? It's like you feel flat and you feel down, dark, don't want to get up. But I can honestly say that through meditation and through lots of self-inquiry and other practices, joy and simplicity and peace are more active in my world these days than that flat part that feels so horrid.